Howdy, everybody. The following is a recorded discussion of the Daily Maxims and More for February 2nd. Today we discussed legal rights.
Everyone may renounce or relinquish a right introduced for his own benefit. Now, this one is curiouser and curiouser because we have recently rediscovered the actual meaning of unalienable. So we need to be careful of this one. If it's relinquish a right introduced for his own benefit, if it's in a contract, you know, in contract we have duties and rights, but it's not like the unalienable rights. They're more like the rights that come to existence in the contract. If you contract with a window washer, you have a right to expect him to wash the windows. So everyone may renounce or relinquish a right introduced for his own benefit. So you say, nah, I don't care. Leave them dirty. Leave the windows dirty. But that's in contract law. Now, when it gets to the unalienable ones, you may not renounce or relinquish. That's the newest understanding that we have been, that's been kept from us. You can't even do it. You can't give it away. And no one can take it, and you cannot give it away. That's the unalienable. And that's sort of like the Bill of Rights. He who has the legal right to do the greater or more important act shall not be debarred from the lesser act. Debarred from the lesser act. So you can do the lesser act if you wish. These are a little tough, guys, because when I go thinking about them, I'm going, holy cow. Now, he who has the legal right to do the greater or more important act shall not be prevented from doing the lesser act. It still doesn't relieve you of the obligation of doing the greater one. Okay?
I'm not understanding that one.
It says nothing about whether doing the lesser one relieves you from doing the greater one. Okay? You shall not be prevented from doing the lesser. You got to, you know, when you read the law, it says, okay, you have the legal right to do the greater one. Shall not be debarred from doing the lesser act. Okay? So, but you can't do the legal right to do the greater or more important act. It doesn't say duty. Okay. He's transferring the word right to do the greater or more important act. So we're on the right side of the contract, if it's a contract, and we're on the right side. So if you have the right to do the greater, you have the right to do the lesser. Okay? We're not talking the actual doing of it. We're talking about the right to do it. Okay?
Okay. All right.
See the point?
Mm-hmm.
He who has the legal right to do the greater or more important act shall not be debarred from doing the lesser. All right. You can do, if you have the right to do that, you also have the right to do the lesser. Next, no one is bound to expose himself to misfortune and dangers. Now that is a great one. That is what covers what we generally put in the category of stepping aside. Hello, did
back.
Somebody?
Yes, I'm back.
Oh, have you been gone?
I was on the telephone while my other computer crashed.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Those computers don't know how to drive.
Well, it's, yes. While we're on the subject, did you, Raymond, did you ever find out what was the cause of that deep-sounding bell sound that you happened to have last week?
No.
Because whenever this new, this larger computer of mine makes that sound, that's when it crashes.
Oh. That is. That's a big old heavy-duty chime. That makes
yes,
you think you
yes.
really...
It's a really deep-sounding chime, right.
That's and the ding-dong.
It's for...
anyway, my smaller one doesn't do that, so... I'm back on the phone.
Okay. Well, I think my machine's getting hot. On top of this. But no one is bound to expose himself. I'm glad they went further. No one is bound to expose himself to misfortune or dangers. Now, that's pretty interesting. I can use this one with regard to the public lands of Texas.
Hmm.
Can I not?
Yes.
Don't let me forget it, gentlemen.
All right.
Remind me anytime we look like we're going to be going into discussions on that declaration.
So that's 77L?
Yes.
77L, okay.
No one is bound to expose himself to misfortune and dangers. Wow. That's as good as my blank contract one. That's I got two now, besides a couple others. But the blank contract has to do with when you sign your name on four blank sheets.
Mm-hmm.
That voids the non-disclosure agreement. So nobody's really bound to them.
I don't understand. I'm sorry.
I thought when we did the maxims on contracts and it had the word blank in there.
Yes.
I thought, what could they be meaning by blank? What did they? And they were meaning exactly what they said. The page is blank. And you sign your name on the bottom of it. So that the words are added later after you put your signature on there.
So this...
That does not hold water.
No.
That says this is voidable. That's wrong.
Right. 77L voids that.
Wrong. No. Yeah, the blank contract one voids that one. The fact that the sheet of paper was blank and they signed it in advance and they added the words to it later. For some reason, that word was one of the things that came out. Well, we got in there and we signed four sheets of blank paper with our signature. So that's four contracts.
Well, who did that?
The people in Utah.
Oh, my goodness. I really did that?
Mm-hmm. They may have done it other places. I don't know. So, I mean, there's no harm in putting your name down because you can void it. It may have been, what if they had a gun to your head? Okay. He who has the right to elect to do a thing has also the right to refuse it.
Yes.
The key word there is elect to do it. In the case of churches, to get a 501c3, you have to fill out a form called 1023 and make application. you're making a contract offer. And they can refuse it or they can accept it. Well, that since it's voluntary, we could effectively describe it as something you can elect to do or refuse to do. So the right to elect is a liberty of conscience proposition, okay?
Yes.
You have the freedom to choose not to do. A fact does not necessarily constitute a right. Now, I've known that for some time, and I'm trying to think of an example real quick.
Yeah.
A fact.
I can think of one.
What is it?
Well, there's an ad in the newspaper about anybody who gets to the store before 6 o'clock will be served. And you get there before 6 o'clock, and you don't get served because they come up to you and tell you, well, we ran out of food. I'm sorry.
Yeah, okay. That's right. In fact, does not constitute a right. What would be one? I don't have any problem understanding that. A fact is not... There's probably important issues like the fact that you have not signed your oath does not mean that you have the right to continue in office. That interesting, that last one, a fact does not necessarily constitute a right. Gosh, it could be strange, you know, it's like children going to school wearing long hair. That's a fact. But they might tell them to cut their hair because they don't have the right to wear long hair.
Well, they don't really have the right to tell them that either.
Probably, you know, with minors, you're not sure. Especially statutory, it's the disabilities of the minors. I just thought of the right to speech, you know, the free speech. And I never will forget my grandmother saying things like, boy, aren't children something great? But even though you can't wait for them to stand up and talk, you get to the point where you can't wait for them to sit down and shut up.
Shut up.
Anyway.
Well, I'll cut that one comment out and put it out on the web.
Well, that's the way I grew up. Yeah. I was treated poorly. Okay, how are you, Timothy? I'm sorry I'm down here in such a cold way.
Kind of miss the cold weather.
Yeah.
kind of.
Well, can you want to turn the recording off, John?
Yeah, sure. Hold on just a minute.